A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When Peter entered, Cornelius met him, and falling at his feet, paid him homage. Peter, however, raised him up, saying, "Get up, I myself am also a human being." Then Peter proceeded to speak and said, "In truth, I see that God shows no partiality. Rather, in every nation, whoever fears him and acts uprightly is acceptable to him." While Peter was still speaking these things, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who were listening to the word. The circumcised believers, who had also accompanied Peter, were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit should have been poured out on the Gentiles also, for they could hear them speaking in tongues and glorifying God. Then Peter responded, "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit, even as we have?" He ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lord, you have the words of everlasting life.
Lord, you have the words of everlasting life.
The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The Lord's rule is to be trusted, the simple.
A reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is of God. Everyone who loves is begotten by God and knows God. Whoever is without love does not know God, for God is love. In this way, the love of God was revealed to us. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might have life through him. And this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as expiation for our sins. The word of the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
Brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father has loved me, so I love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love. Just as I kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you all this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. This is my commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, for because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends because I have told you everything that I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me. It was I who chose you. And I appointed you to go and to bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. This I command you. Love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, and how are you? Blessed indeed on this Mother's Day. So again, happy Mother's Day to you mothers out there, and also happy Mother's Day to our Blessed Mother. And again, to make sure you honor her today, she is your mother given to you by Jesus Christ. And as we do that, again, this was the gospel on Thursday. I talked about it and my homily, but also that night for those of you who came to praise and worship, and those 20 of you that came to Pints with Padre, you pagans. But that's all beside the point. And it's just the most important gospel, in my opinion. It's the one I've always had memorized. It's the one that I've always preached on. It's the one that I think we're all going to be standing before God on judgment. Because these are the last words of Jesus before he died. And so you always remember the last words of somebody, right? And so here Jesus says, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Remain in my love." Again, as I talked about Thursday night, I don't think most people ever get here. Ever, ever, ever. They don't remain. They just want to get their prayers in and done and make sure they get it just so they don't go to hell or whatever. But God wants you and me to live or remain in his love. Again, that means, like, if you ever taken a bath, those of you who have taken baths before, haven't you? And you lay in the tub and you spend so much time in there, you get wrinkly. You ever get wrinkly in the water? Yes, well, that's what you're supposed to do when he says, "Remain in my love." Get wrinkly there. Because that's where it has to begin. Because we cannot love one another as he's commanded. And that's why he starts here. Until we know that we're loved by God. And again, most of you have never experienced that. Never. And that's what you got to do. You got to experience. You got to let Jesus say that to you. So again, I would encourage you, whether you're watching at home, whether you're here, that you keep going back to this gospel all week, every day. Keep going back to today's gospel. How about the other ones, Father? Today's gospel. And let God say again and 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 again to you, "As the Father has loved me, so I love you. Remain in my love." So you got to remain there. That's what he's telling you. It's a command from God. So you got to do it. I'll never forget years ago when I was in seminary, I was at St. Peter's Basilica in Rome, and I was going to confession. I do that. And while I was there, this man who I never met before, of course, I was just a seminarian, and I went and I gave my confession, as I have thousands of times throughout these years. And he looked at me and he says, well, it was behind the screen, but he says to me, "You know what your problem is, don't you?" And I'm thinking, which one, Father? Take a pick, whatever you want. He goes, you just don't know how much God loves you. And I said, I know, my spiritual director has been telling me that for years. But it's the truth for all of us. We just don't know how much we're loved by God. And I can always tell, because what happens is the more we come to know the love of God, then we are people of joy, right? He says, everything I've said to you, everything, from the beginning to now, right before I'm ready to die, I have told you so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. So think, am I a joyful person? Am I really a joyful person? Ask your spouse. Ask your kids. Ask the people you work with. Are you a joyful person? And again, you get the joy from loving other people. That's the whole thing. But I think what happens is, if you go back to that second reading, and this is the reading I put out in my Twitter feed this morning and Facebook and everything else, where it just says, beloved, and I was kind of hard this morning, it happens. But it says, beloved, let us love one another, because love is of God. Everyone who loves is begotten by God and knows God. So that's a pretty good thing. Now, a lot of you are great lovers, so that means that you're begotten of God and that you know God. But then he says, whoever is without love does not know God, for God is love. So I said, we must love others or be damned. And I wish that would be the message that we put out to everybody. That's what will damn you, Matthew 25, is if we're not loving people. So the main thing, and the way I can tell whether we're getting it or not, is I've heard confessions here for 20 years almost. 20, that's a long time. And rarely I can count on one hand, in 20 years, how many people have come in and said, I haven't loved the way God has loved me. Everyone's focused on their sinful thoughts, or, you know, they got angry, or all those things, which are important. We're not saying those aren't important. But Jesus said, this is my commandment, that you're called to love each other, not just love each other, but love each other the way I have loved you. And again, how did Christ love us? He died for us. Exactly. So that just means that every day you and I got to be giving up our lives for others. We don't have to become tiptoeing through the tulips. We don't have to become la-la people. We got to be people who lay down our life for others, beginning with our families, but not ending with our families. We consistently take care of the poor. We consistently are concerned about everyone in the world. There is no such thing as my family first or America first or me first when you're a follower of Jesus. There just isn't. I'm sorry if that upsets some people here. Everyone belongs to God. In our time, right now, 15,000 children die of starvation every day in the world. 15,000. And again, what will you do when you stand before God? And he'll say, how come during your lifetime, 15,000 children died every day? What will you say? They weren't my children. He'll go, no, they weren't. They were mine. And I gave you abundantly so you could keep them alive. But you made sure you put yourself first, a nicer house, a nicer car, nicer stuff, better food, whatever it is. None of those things wrong, of course, as long as you're also taking care of the poor. But again, Christ came and gave the one life he had away for others. He didn't live for himself. So what does that mean for us? We have the one life that we have, and we give it away for others. So again, the way that we've taught here for so many years, you have on your mirror three words, which are, I am third. You all have it, I hope. If not, you better rush home in case I stop over today. And you put it on your bathroom mirror, and you think every night before I go to bed, did I do at least one unselfish act for another human being today? That means I loved today. And if the answer is no, if there's any night that you and I go to bed and we think, I didn't do one unselfish act for another person, that means I didn't love today. you have something to confess on when you go to confession next week. I lived a selfish life. I didn't give my life away. This isn't to make us feel guilty. Most of you are very loving people. But it's made to call all of us to go deeper and deeper and deeper. So ask yourself, am I the most loving person people around me know? And if not, don't go nuts. It's not about focusing on yourself some more and feeling guilt and shame. Guilt and shame isn't about love. It's about me. Say, Lord, I haven't been as loving as I need to be. I need to know your love more. And when you let the Lord God of the universe say to you, as the Father has loved me, so I love you, remain in my love. The more you remain in his love, that love will overflow out of your life naturally, supernaturally, and reach out to other people. Period. So let's begin again. Lord, help me to love more. Help me to love others the way you have loved me. But boy, I need to know how much you love me. You got it? Get it? Gonna live it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.